Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond, VA. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. As always, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Going to talk a little NFL now. Joining us on the BetQL guest hotline, senior NFL writer and host the Ringer NFL show, it is Sheil Kapadia. Hey, Sheil.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
You know what? Let's start in the NFC East because I understand you're an Eagles guy. What is your perspective on the Commanders and what they've done in the offseason thus far, and then the Cowboys?
Yeah, I think the Commanders, I mean, to me, it just looks like they're trying to set the floor at a lot of these different positions with the one-year deals and just bringing guys in. Hey, can we field a team if we had to play next week? It's not like, let's go win the NFC East. Let's go make the playoffs in 2024. So I think their approach has been fine. They had so much cap space. They had so many holes on the roster. You want to make that a spot where the rookie quarterback can come in and hopefully have enough around him where you can get a good evaluation and watch him develop. So I thought that was a fine process they had. The Cowboys, they're not doing anything. I mean, listen, the Cowboys, I mean, Dak Prescott is going to be the highest paid player in the NFL in the near future. I don't know how many people realize that or not, but he's in the final year of his contract. He cannot be franchise tagged. And so he's got the franchise, like, right where you never see NFL players have any leverage. I mean, they always get screwed with all this stuff. But, I mean, he's got so much leverage that either they're going to have to pay him more than Joe Burrow and make him the highest paid player in the NFL, or Dak Prescott can say, all right, I'm going to take a page out of Kirk Cousins' book and I'll play out this season, and then I'll go into free agency next year. So that, to me, is one of the biggest stories in the NFL, is now we kind of look ahead to the next few months here.
Sheil, taking this from your ringer.com article, the seven most important takeaways from the first week of NFL free agency. Number six on your list is that the Eagles are set up for a boom or bust 2024. What's your best guess? Is it boom or bust?
Yeah, what's your vibe?
Where do you come down on the Saquon Barkley signing? That's not a typical Howie Roseman move to spend a lot of money on a running back. So he's bucking that trend here.
Yeah, I'm leaning a little bit more towards bust, if I'm being honest. I mean, the way they kind of approach this offseason, you mentioned it. I mean, this is not a team that has typically dumped any kind of resources into the running back position. And now you're signing a guy who's had over 600 touches the last two seasons and is entering his seventh NFL. I mean, when does a running back in year seven, like, is he the same guy as he was in years two and three? I mean, it never happens. We just see it over and over again in the NFL. So that move surprised me a little bit. Maybe it'll work out, but I'm leaning towards, I don't know if it's going to work out. And anytime you have a head coach, and I think this is the case with Nick Sirianni, going into a season where he feels like, if we don't make, I don't know, the divisional round, I'm probably going to be fired at the end of the season. Like, I think that's what the stakes are. I think they thought about firing him at the end of last season and ultimately decided to bring him back. But that there's so much going on there that, to me, I wouldn't be surprised if they have a disappointing season and we're talking about, you know, some major changes at the end of 2024.
What's your take on Jalen? I mean, there was a moment there where we thought we're just like one of the top two or three quarterbacks in the league, no question. And then, you know, I think he was hurt. I think that's what everybody says. Just wasn't the same guy last year.
Yeah, I'd probably put him now, you know, maybe that 8 to 12 range. I think there's a lot of good things that he does. I think the coaching offensively was pretty brutal for the Eagles last season. I mean, you just watched it over and over again. They were running into the same issue. So I'm willing to kind of look at, hey, what's it going to look like this year? New offensive coordinator in Kellen Moore. He's got so much talent around him. I mean, it's really one of the best situations for a quarterback in the NFL with the guys they have around him. So I don't know that he's that guy who's just going to elevate everyone around him, like Patrick Mahomes or Lamar or Josh Allen. We can probably put four or five guys into that category. But then there's that next tier where, hey, if they have the right pieces around them, they can play at a really, really high level. And I think that's probably still where I view Jalen Hurts.
Sheil, there's going to be a Philly flavor in the quarterback room here in Washington with Marcus Mariota getting signed as the backup. You've got Brian Johnson coming in to assist the offense led by Cliff Kingsbury. What should we expect from them, specifically Mariota as the backup here?
Yeah, I don't want to be mean on Mariota. Listen, we all have guys who we like watching and we don't like watching. Sometimes it doesn't mean one guy's great, the other guy's. I do not enjoy the experience of watching Marcus Mariota play football. I mean, he's going to take a lot of sacks. He's going to fumble a lot. You're going to have turnovers. He's not going to be decisive. It's just, to me, even when the Eagles signed him last year, I was like, oh, gosh, I hope we don't have to many games where he's going to come in and play. So, listen, I think it's fine. You know, he's a backup. There's plenty of options at backup quarterback, and I think he'll be okay. But hopefully, for your guys' sake, that you know, the Commanders rookie is going to play right away and stay healthy, because otherwise that's not going to be fun for you guys in the content business as we're in to be talking about Marcus Mariota. You know, Brian Johnson, you mentioned, I think he did get a bit of a raw deal in Philadelphia. Anytime you have an offensive-minded head coach and then the offense isn't playing well and everyone blames the coordinator, I always say, well, slow down. You know, what is the head coach doing if he's an offensive-minded head coach? So a year ago at this time, Brian Johnson was viewed as like a rising star in the NFL. Eagles were coming off a Super Bowl appearance. He was the quarterback's coach for Jalen Hurts' you know, great year a couple of years ago. So I'm kind of in wait-and-see mode, but you know, I think there's still something to him. People seem to still like Brian Johnson and still believe in him. So I'm glad he got another shot there in D.C.
Talking to Sheil Kapadia, senior NFL writer, host of the Ringer NFL show. In one of your most recent articles, you talked about Justin Fields, and it seems like the last several weeks, Justin Fields is one of the biggest NFL topics, and you point to some analytics. It seems like the hype far greater than the actual production, right?
I mean, I think that's what you have to say when you look at what they got for him. You know, when you everyone knows you're trading a quarterback and you get a sixth that can turn into a fourth. Like, we've seen what teams will give up for quarterbacks. I mean, we've seen it a couple times with Carson Wentz. We saw it with Sam Darnold going from the Jets to the Panthers. Like, you know, I always say, like, a quarterback, if they've got a draft pedigree and a pulse, some team's going to overpay for them until they're, you know, 35, 40 years old and out of the league. That's just the way we see it. So with Fields, I get the excitement. I watch him play. He's a fun player. He's a dynamic runner. There's no doubt about it. But he's got some fatal flaws. You know, he's fumbled more than any player in the NFL since he entered the league, and it's not even close. He takes sacks at a higher rate than maybe any quarterback we've seen in recent memory. I mean, like 12% of the time he drops back to pass, he takes a sack. And it's like, you can't win that way. You can't have a consistent offense that way. So I thought it was a good flyer to take for the Steelers because of where they are as a franchise, and they need to, you know, throw some darts and see if any of them hit. And, you know, I'm not giving up like 100% on Fields. I think there's an outcome where he shows up there in a different situation and plays well if he gets the opportunity. But yeah, I think the way, you know, he's talked about kind of in the public and the media is obviously different than the way the league views him.
Yeah, you pointed out in your article, and I don't know how this metric, how they come about this metric, expected points added per pass, but you pointed out he's only ahead of Davis Mills and Zach Wilson. That's not great company.
No, it's not. And if you look at it through the history of the NFL, like when a guy has those types of numbers in his first three seasons, he almost, you know, we can talk ourselves into anybody. Again, the league does that all the time. But that guy with those types of numbers in the first three seasons almost never then ends up turning into a good quarterback. We just don't see it. Usually, you know, in year two, in year three, whether a guy has it or not. And so he would really be the exception to the rule if he were to all of a sudden now have a career where he's even like a top 12 starter.
Sheil, I think the Giants at six could be in the market. I mean, maybe they can go receiver. Daniel Jones is not the answer. He's just not. They were in a pickle a couple years ago. I had to give him the extension. He's not the answer for them. He's not going to bring them to a Super Bowl. I think that they could be in the market for a quarterback. Now, we assume Caleb May and Daniel's going to be off the board. But could you see them? What if J.J. McCarthy's still around at six? Could they say, yeah, let's just take J.J.? He can sit behind Jones for a year and then kind of learn the league, and then he could be the guy in 2 years. I think they should be and could be in the market for a quarterback in the draft.
Yeah, I think that's a good call. I think that's the buzz you're hearing out of New York. I think there are a few teams there. The Vikings obviously made the trade where now they could be a team that potentially moves up there. I think the Raiders are probably still a team to watch. But, yeah, I'm with you on the Giants. I mean, they're in this weird spot where they, you know, you said they were in a pickle, which is kind of true, but also, like, that's what the franchise tag is for Daniel Jones. They did not have to give him that contract after one good season. I mean, they could have just held on to him and said, all right, let's see what this looks like. And now, and if that were the case, they wouldn't owe him whatever it is, $40 million this season. So they're in a real weird spot. It shows you how quickly things change in the NFL. You know, after Brian Daboll's first season, you know, coach of the year, and they're on the right track and they found their guy. And then a year later, their coaching staff is like almost getting into fistfights, and we're talking about them, you know, maybe drafting a quarterback. So, man, things change fast in the NFL. But I'm with you. I do think they're a team to watch for a quarterback potentially high there in the first round.
Sheil, were you surprised by the news yesterday that Jerry Jeudy inked an extension worth up to $58 million with the Browns and included $41 million fully guaranteed at the signing? I mean, this is a guy that's never had a 1,000-yard season in his career. He's never had more than 67 catches in a season. I thought that was a little bit too rich of a contract for Jerry Jeudy. What did you think about that?
Yeah, that was very, very aggressive. And I like Jeudy a lot coming out of college. I thought he would be a better player than he's been so far. But this guy was on the trade market for like an entire calendar year. It felt like every couple months there were rumors, hey, are the Broncos trading Jerry Jeudy? And he obviously never kind of lived up to the draft type, the expectation, the draft slot in Denver. So I'm fine with the Browns taking a flyer on him with what they gave up in the trade. But that really surprised me to then lock him in to a deal like that with $41 million guarantee. Now, they're a very analytically driven front office, so I wonder if there's stuff they've seen and they say, hey, let's bet on the upside. We have reason to do this, and he's going to be a better player in our system with our quarterback. But, yeah, as some guys like us who have just watched him, that is a head-scratcher. You usually don't see guys like that get that kind of money when they haven't accomplished much in the NFL yet.
What were some of the free agent signings that you really did like?
You know, I kind of like the under-the-radar one. So, you know, the Bengals, I thought, did a good job. Just they signed Geno Stone, the safety from the Ravens. Like, none of the big, exciting ones are the ones I'm going to give you, so for the listeners. But I think that's what you do in free agency. You try to build around the margins. And so I thought the Bengals did a nice job there with some of their lower-level signings. I think the Detroit Lions did a good job. You know, I was wondering this offseason, are they going to make a big splash? Do they feel like, hey, our window is now, we need to go win a Super Bowl and let's go be really, really aggressive? They didn't do that, but they made some lower level signings just on their offensive line, on their defensive line. They made a trade for a cornerback, Carlton Davis from Tampa, which I liked quite a bit. So those are the teams that I generally gravitate towards during free agency and say, all right, they're not the ones who we're all talking about all the time, but they're making smart under the radar moves. And those were two teams that I thought did really well in that respect.
Do you like the Zach Moss move to replace Mixon?
Yeah, I thought that was smart. I mean, it just goes to what we were talking about with running backs. I mean, a lot of times it's going to come down to more of the scheme, the blocking, and that kind of thing. And so if you can get younger and if you can get less expensive at running back when you're a Bengals team that might have T. Higgins on the franchise tag and you've got Burrow and you've got Ja'Marr Chase, that made a lot of sense to me. So, Moss is not somebody, he's not Christian McCaffrey, but he was fine last year with the Indianapolis Colts. He's going to get you what you need at the running back position. And then if you draft over him, and I think this is something the Commanders did too, at some of these spots, you just, you know, if you get an average guy, a competent guy, and then you draft over him, like, that's fine. That's a win. That's a great outcome for the franchise. So I think that's a little bit of what they did there with the Zach Moss signing.
Sheil, when Dan Snyder on the Redskins / now Commanders, whatever the team name is going to be, they got dumped on for being the most dysfunctional franchise, not only in the NFL, probably in all of sports. Now that Snyder is gone, there's competent ownership, Josh Harris here. Now that mantle falls to the Carolina Panthers. And you touched on that in your seven most important takeaways, that the Brian Burns situation specifically is a disaster there. And they're being led by David Tepper, who's now the poster child for dysfunctional meddling owner in Carolina.
Yeah, Tepper's the new Snyder, no doubt about it. Not with like the egregious off the field, you know, that kind of stuff. I'm not talking about that. But yeah, just in terms of, man, what is going on with this organization, and in terms of the fan base feeling completely hopeless because the guy at the top is not making good decisions. I mean, they had Brian Burns, an edge rusher in his mid-20s, who the Los Angeles Rams 2 years ago offered two firsts and a second. This has been widely reported. This isn't some rumor type thing. Offered two firsts and a second, and the Panthers said, no, we're not going to make that trade. Now, 2 years later, when your roster sucks, you got nobody on your roster at a premium position who's a young ascending player, you don't re-sign Brian Burns. Instead, you trade him for a second and a fifth. I mean, Washington got the 40th overall pick for Montez Sweat when he was under contract for like seven more games. And now you're getting a second and a fifth for Brian Burns, a guy who's widely viewed as like a top eight, top 10 edge rusher. And again, is in his mid-20s. Just total organizational malpractice, where if you're a Panthers fan, you just have to look around going, I don't know that this thing's going to get better anytime soon.
Complete disaster down there. That's what it is.
Crazy.
All right, Shiel. Hey, appreciate the time, bro. We'll talk to you soon. All right.
All right, guys. Take care. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks
right,
so much,
thank
man.
You, buddy.
Shiel Kapadia, senior NFL writer and host of the Ringer NFL show.
He's a new guy for me. I'm just following him on Twitter now.
Very good. I'll give him a follow too.
Yeah.
I was unaware until I read his article that Dak is set to become the highest paid player in the NFL when he signs his new deal.
Crazy, right?
He's in a good spot, isn't he?
He's in a great spot. You know, we were wondering
how to pronounce Shiel Kapadia's name.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And well, it's been a theme because we've bought some things, like I
but
said.
But we crushed it.
Muni long instead of money long.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Somebody then pointed it out. He said, I hate to keep correcting you, but money long,
yes.
A female rapper, not okay. Even a male rapper. And I guess said he. Either I said he or you said he.
You know what? I know so little about that person.
Correct.
I didn't even try to identify their gender. I didn't even take a stab at it.
Let's open up the entertainment
page
next.
Never know these days, Cakes.
Here on the Junkies. Don't go anywhere.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.